You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
So our first reading is from the first book of Samuel, chapter 17, verse 41 to 45 and 48 and 49. The Philistine came on and drew near to David, with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, or a boy, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come to me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, "Come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, in the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." When the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. Our second reading is from the first book of Kings, chapter 18, verse 28 to 29 and 36 to 39. Then they cried out aloud, and as was their custom, they cut themselves with swords and lances until the blood gushed out over them. As midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation, but there was no voice, no answer, and no response. At the time of the offering of the oblation, the prophet Elijah came near and said, "O Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your bidding. Answer me, O Lord, answer me so that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back." Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, and the dust, and even licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, "The Lord indeed is God. The Lord indeed is God." Elijah said to them, "Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape." Then they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the Wadi of Kishon and killed them there. In these human words, God's word is heard. So our preacher for today is our ministry leader for Christian education, Marco Uzon.
So, after watching that, makes you think if you do come across with something like that. The original theme for this Sunday sermon is about Gandalf's fall. But looking at the parallels with Gandalf's fall, the one Tolkien story in the two biblical readings, I'm going to deviate from the fall. There's something else beyond the fall. What struck me more was how Tolkien's Gandalf and the Hebrew Testament characters, David and Elijah, stood their ground against enemies in a chain of events that lasted for so many years. Just one battle after another. While I am tempted to talk about on length about the identity of the antagonists and the protagonists in these three stories, the Balrog of Moria that battled with Gandalf, the 450 priests of Baal that had competed with Prophet Elijah, and the giant Goliath that faced the former shepherd David, the context of these stories present three different battles. Una, ang paglaban sa isang sinauna, corrupted being in service of a greater evil. Pangalawa, it was clearly a politico-religious war between two conflicting beliefs, Yahweh and Baal. And the last one, the threat from a ruthless foreign invader, yung mga Philistines. Tatlong ibang konteksto, laban, three battles. But this week, I was listening to the beautiful sound of five different species of birds breaking the morning silence. Five species. In Kalinga. I wrote this sermon while on a visit to Lubuagan and Pasil in Kalinga, the province from where in the 1970s to the 1980s, the indigenous communities of the villages along the Chico River fought the plans of the Marcos regime to build a series of mega dams under the Chico River Basin Development Project. Ito na yun, laban talaga. Lumaban ang mga kaputubo. Laban sa Chico River. Ewan ko kung narinig niyo yung makliing dulag, whatever. Heroes. The project would have submerged and destroyed their homes, destroyed the magnificently terraced fields, the sacred burial grounds, in essence, the lifeways and the unique identity of the people of the Cordillera in Kalinga and in Bontoc. What could a human-sized wizard with a staff and a sword do to defeat a monstrous fiery may sungay, may pakpak na may whip? Bit lang ni Gandalf. What could he do? And if you saw the clip when Gandalf closed his eyes, he made a spell to counteract the Balrog. But the Balrog knew how to make counter spells. What could he do? What could Elijah, a lone prophet, nag-iisa na lang siya, do to defeat the 450 priests of Baal that enjoyed the support of King Ahab and wife Jezebel? What weapon could David use to defeat the armored Goliath? Na nilait pa niya, yan, ano tingin mo sa akin, aso? Stick lang ang dala mo? Anong strategiya ang ginawa ng mga katutubong taga-Bontoc at Kalinga living along the Chico River to fight a development project under an authoritarian ruler? Mind you, may backing yan ng World Bank. It was funded by the World Bank. So rather than interpreting all of this as a battle between good and evil, ano ang ginawa nila para manalo? So if you look at the context nung apat na ating storya, tignan natin at saan nagkapare-pareho ang mga bida at kontrabida. Gandalf the Grey and the Balrog are of the same stock, being Maiar spirits in the Tolkien cosmology. Magkalahi sila actually, because from the same spirit class. Elijah and the priests of Baal are practitioners and proponents of their respective belief systems. Syempre, si Elijah was for the worship of Yahweh, and then of course yung 450 na yon for Baal. David and Goliath, sila yung manok ng kanilang mga army, the best bets. And then, the opposing parties involved in the saga of the Cordillera the Chico River Development Project are both firm believers. On one hand, yung mga bureaucratic at mga government officials believe how the project would have helped solve the energy crisis and curb the dependence on oil para ipagana yung ating mga power plants. At that time, blackout parati. Saka tumataas ang presyo ng oil. So it was thought building the dams will serve our will solve our energy problems at that time. On the other hand, yung mga elders ng affected communities believe that the dam will destroy them in their way of life. Parehong malakas ang paniniwala. If you further analyze the stories, Gandalf faced the embodiment of corruption in the case of the in the form of the Balrog. Fallen angel, parang fallen spirit yung Balrog. David against foreign hegemony and aggression in the form of Goliath and the Philistine army. And Elijah against a misleading state-supported belief system. The official religion, parang nawawala na yung worship kay Yahweh at nagiging official religion na yung kay Baal at that time. It was gaining popularity among the Israelites. As for the Cordillera people, they faced the danger of losing their very homes, way of life, in the case of the mega dam that meant forced resettlement. Kasi nakita nila yung nangyari sa mga Ibaloy nung ginawa ang Buklaw Dam in the 1950s. So they knew na baka mangyari sa atin yun. But tignan pa natin ng mas malalim ano yung ginawa nga nila. "I am a servant of the secret fire, wielder of the flame of Anor," exclaimed Gandalf. "You shall not pass." This he shouted to the menacing Balrog at the bridge of Khazad Dûm, commanding it to return to the shadows. He identified himself as a Maia, servant of the secret fire, power in with the wielder of the flame of Anor. Pinaalala lang niya sa Balrog na ikaw corrupted being ka. Of be in service of Morgoth. So armed with his staff and sword, Gandalf fought and faced this monster in front of the human, elf, dwarf, and hobbit. And although he fell into the deep chasm with the Balrog, Gandalf, dressed in white, reappeared before the fellowship who they thought Gandalf had died. He told them how he battled the Balrog from the top and the bottom, the chasm, until he slain it, until the monster died at the side of the mountain. Meanwhile, David, at the Valley of Elah, taunted the Philistine champion, berating his weaponry of javelin, sword, and spear, that while he, David, had the greater force, a mighty name behind him, "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied," shouted David. After he identified himself as a champion of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, he reminded of the giant's transgression in defying God. David rushed to the battle line to face Goliath. Kinuha ang kanyang bag, naglabas ng bato, tinirador. But I read somewhere that it actually didn't touch the forehead. It was, I think, the part of the shield. Kasi di ba pag dapat ang tumba niya is towards the back and not in the front. So I read it somewhere. But then we know what happened. Sa harap ng army ng Israel and Philistine, natumba si Goliath. And we knew later that David became king. The situation just proved that David would be a better leader than Saul, the king of Israel at that time. At Mount Carmel, meanwhile, Elijah chided the priest of the god Baal, whom he said, "Baka natutulog o bumabiyahe o baka umiihi, kaya hindi kayo naririnig." Wala siya dun sa ating reading, but somewhere in the middle, nung naglulupasay na ang mga 450 na priests ni Baal, na nagsugat-sugat na sila, "Baka hindi kayo naririnig, baka umiihi," right? Because they were, it was an old religion, it was a competing religion, and there was bloodletting sacrifice. What was happening at that time was there were two competing faith systems. Yahweh was the religion talaga ng Israelites. Pero dahil si Ahab ay nakapangasawa ng isang si Jezebel, who is a worshiper ni Baal, medyo pinapatay yung mga prophets, tapos parang naging opisyal na relihiyon ng estado yung worship of Baal. Like David, Elijah identified himself in the service of God. So after the whole day na nagdadasal yung mga pare ni Baal, napagod na sa kadadasal at kakalaslas, dumanak ang dugo, Elijah took his place near the altar and prayed, "Prove that you are the God of Israel that, and I am your servant. Show these people that you commanded me to do all these things." Elijah prayed to the God before the altar. Tapos ano nangyari? Fire came from heaven, came down and burned the bull sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the ground from the altar. It also dried up the water in the ditch in front of all the people. Resulta nito, it dealt a big blow to the worship of Baal with all the priests put to death. However, gumanti si Jezebel. He hunted Elijah down. And it took 3 more years bago natalo yung nawala ang pag-rule ni Ahab at ni Jezebel. 3 taon pa yun eh. Si Jezebel ay yung hinulog mula sa bintana at kinain ng aso. At si Ahab ganun din, natalo sa gera. So mahabang kwento pa yon. Pero yun yung parang doon nag-umpisa yung pagbagsak nung... Kasi medyo kakaiba si King Ahab at si Jezebel. Marami talaga silang kasalanan na ginawa to God at that time. So if you look at the three stories, moments before standing ground and facing their enemies, sa kanilang mga showdown, Gandalf, David, and Elijah all identified themselves as servants. And they knew what they had to do to win. At meron silang weapons of choice. Gandalf used a sword, David a stone in a slingshot, and Elijah a very public spectacle, morning from evening showdown, kung kaninong offering ang masusunog. Alam nila yung kanilang strategy, no? While probably wala siguro sa atin na nakapasok na sa kuweba at nakakita ng ganong klaseng mga umaapoy na nilalang, at wala pa naman siguro sa atin ang may nagkaroon na experience of demonic possession and exorcism, hindi natin pwedeng i-attribute lahat ng problema na ating kinakaharap sa demonyo at mga fallen angels. We cannot, no? Gandalf vanquished the Balrog, the ancient corrupted being. David defeated Goliath, the monster of the Philistine army. And Elijah defeated the priests of Baal. Pinakita lang nung dalawang biblical characters natin the might of God that they were serving. But I'm not saying that we go out and actively cast out demons out of people. No, I'm not saying that. Nor we go out to prove through debates that our church is the one true church, or go to communities and convert people, showing them that our religion as Christians is the only true religion. No, that's not what I mean from all of this. What I'm simply saying is, stand your ground. Stand your ground. Gandalf stood his ground against the Balrog. David stood his ground against Goliath. Elijah stood his ground against the priests. Let me translate these battles into simplest everyday terms. Kung nahuli ka, o kaya may gusto kang papeles na mailakad kagad, na ayaw mo nang dumaan sa usual na proseso, maglalagay ka ba? Kung sakasakali, corruption would have won. If we allow ourselves to be carried away by hateful ideologies, then aggression would have won. If we allow ourselves for any reason to shrink and shy away from the call of serving God and become neglectful of our obligations and unmindful of the needs of others, then idolatry would have won. Stand your ground. If forced by your own Balrog, mga old issues na matagal mo nang dinedeny, hindi tinatanggap, preventing you to live a fuller life, or your own Goliath, a problem that seemed to be insurmountable or too much to bear, or your own priests of Baal, concepts and ideas that go against what you believe in, believe what is right, anong gagawin mo? Gandalf, David, Elijah knew their identities as servants of God and stood their ground. I mean, Gandalf, see David and Elijah. Gandalf knew he was a Maiar, na iba dun sa Balrog. Kaya ang tanong ko sa inyo, what will be your weapon of choice? I know mine, which among others is Sunday worship, to hear the human words in God's words through the now narratives, to have fellowship with believers, straight or LGBTQIA, through the Eucharist, that reminds us of that great battle fought in Golgotha more than 2,000 years ago. Let us learn from the lesson given to us by the Cordillera people who stood their ground in facing the military machinery of a dictatorship against social control through the puppet politicians and the Panamin, and attempts to destroy the people's time-honored values of community self-help and rule of elders through nepotism, coercion, patronage politics, and corruption. Sinubukan talaga ng makinarya ng diktatorya na pabagsakin ang traditional na pagpatakbo ng buhay ng mga tao sa Cordillera. Nagsubukang maglagay, sinubukang i-corrupt yung elders, coercion, tinakot. But believing that the construction of the dam would destroy them, the people of the Cordillera stood their ground. What did they do? They responded with civil disobedience and used indigenous mechanisms such as the Bodong or the Peace Pacts. In 1975, 150 leaders sealed intertribal peace pact, resulting in a formation of a consolidated inter-village and intertribal opposition that got the attention of the world. And by 1980, the World Bank decided to withdraw its funding for the dam project. Galing, di ba? It was only after the exhaustion of its peaceful means and after human rights violations against the leaders and the people opposing the dam, only did the community resort to armed conflict. Kasi noong una, peaceful means ang ginawa. Wala eh. Ginawa ng diktadurya, pinapatay ang mga liderato, kinulong. And that was the only time that armed conflict came into. Nag-armas na rin sila. But of course, the narrative of armed conflict that turned this area into the Cordilleras is another story. Ibang kwento naman din. But the lesson here is standing your ground. There is perhaps one man who stood his ground all his mortal life. Jesus the Nazarene, the Christ, knew his role and stood his ground. And he did this many times in his life. From the time he was tempted by the devil 3 times, from the time he was questioned by the Pharisees, from the time that he went berserk at the temple, throwing the tables over, the time he said, "Give unto Caesar what is unto Caesar, and give it to God what is unto God." The time he was crowned with thorns, the time he was scourged at the pillar, the time he was made to carry the cross to a spot outside Jerusalem where he was crucified the same day, the time he spoke and breathed his last, knowing that his death would free you and me, Jesus stood his ground, following the will of the Father more than 2,000 years ago in Golgotha. And I'd like to believe that all of us coming here this Sunday means you are standing ground on behalf of your faith. Amen.